It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. Welcome to the Professional Superhero series of Make It Count. I'm Freddie Bennett, and I wanted to run this mini-series because I want to give you the knowledge, skills, and mindset to help make your career, your business, and your life count for more. So, as well as your weekly dose of Make It Count, I'm also bringing you this weekly shot of wisdom to help you get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed to become the professional superhero you know you can be. And this week, folks, we have got a real treat for you. We are going to destroy self-sabotage once and for all. In this episode, I'm going to highlight what self-sabotage is. Then we'll explore how it shows up and how it trips you up. And then finally, I'm going to show you how you can win against your biggest critic, which is you. Now, I used to be professional superhero by day, professional self-saboteur by night. I seemed to have this amazing talent for holding myself back, getting in my own way, tying my career shoelaces together, and in terms of my career success and my life success, I truly was my own worst enemy. I wanted to be great in my business, in my job, in my life. But the only thing is, there was one thing stopping me. And that thing stopping me was me. So welcome to the world of self-sabotage. Now, we call it self-sabotage, but this thing, this mindset, this syndrome can show up in a number of different ways, and we can give it a number of different labels. Sometimes we call it imposter syndrome. Sometimes it's called our inner critic. Sometimes it's our inner enemy, it's referred to. But all of these things all fall under the same umbrella. It's a tactic that our brains use upon ourselves to keep us playing small. Whether you call it self-sabotage, whether you call it imposter syndrome, whether you call it your inner critic, all of these things hold us back from taking action, especially when it comes to taking action at work, when it comes to engaging clients, when it comes to stepping into a leadership role, when it comes to taking on more responsibility. We are always fighting a battle against self-sabotage and this inner enemy. Now, the thing is, this is a battle that we will never stop fighting. We'll fight this battle every day of our lives, every day of our careers. I always laugh when people say you can end self-sabotage, you can end imposter syndrome. You can't. It's an ongoing battle against your own brain, as we're going to discover. But you can get the tools to win this fight every single day. And that's what I'm going to be sharing with you in this episode of Professional Superheroes. But how does self-sabotage show up? Self-sabotage shows up in both conscious and unconscious behaviors. So conscious behaviors are things that we do consciously. So these may be areas such as ignoring a client's calls. We've all been there when the phone rings and you see the name and you think, oh, I'm not going to answer that right now. Other conscious behaviors include staying quiet in meetings when you actually want to share your feelings, overlooking where you're charging your time so you can avoid having a difficult conversation and just end up giving away your time and expertise for free. Self-sabotage can show up in passive-aggressive behavior where you're moaning or bitching or talking about someone behind their back, or doing things like ignoring their emails or ignoring their phone calls or even avoiding them in the office. Self-sabotage shows up when we shy away from opportunities, things like speaking opportunities, opportunities to run a workshop. Self-sabotage shows up when we use words to make someone feel a certain way, either to make them feel small or to make us feel big or to just try and demonstrate that we think we know more than we actually do. Again, it can show up in terms of complaining, always complaining about the client, the economy, the boss, the situation, the IT. By complaining, we're actually sabotaging ourselves. And self-sabotage can particularly show up in things like choosing a large pizza or a bottle of wine or a pack of cigarettes or sometimes all three after a tough day. All of these conscious self-sabotage behaviors show up because we are making a conscious decision to move away from growth. We know what we should do, but we allow this inner critic inside our minds to convince us otherwise. We know we should step forward at work. We know we should challenge the client. We know we should hold firmer boundaries. We know we should choose the salad and not the cigarettes. But we've actually made a conscious decision to move towards the easy, comfortable action and away from the action that is uncomfortable but will lead to growth. Now, I talked about conscious self-sabotage behaviors. There are also unconscious self-sabotage behaviors. And see if any of these sound familiar. Things like always running late for meetings. Of course, it wasn't your fault, except unconsciously actually was. When our phone is always dying, always out of battery, or when we're always losing our phone. When we're encountering endless technical issues, can never log into the Teams call, can never get our password right, all of these aspects. Endlessly scrolling on social media is another unconscious self-sabotage behavior. Writing to-do lists that never get completed is another one. Self-criticism is a huge unconscious self-sabotage behavior. I always say you wouldn't speak to your clients the way you speak to yourself, so why do you do it? People-pleasing, another unconscious self-sabotage behavior. Always doing whatever you think will make the other person happy. Always second-guessing yourself. Asking for permission. Please, can I be a leader? Please, can I do this piece of work? Please, can I take ownership? Please, can I step up? We always ask for permission when really we know what we should do, but we just sabotage ourselves from doing it. Unconscious self-sabotage behaviors, like doing tequila shots at 2 a.m, the night before a big client meeting, or always reaching for things like the sugar, Netflix, alcohol, cigarettes, or your phone without thinking about it. Usually, whenever we are stressed, bored, or lonely, we will unconsciously reach for that vice, be it food, alcohol, screens, or something more exotic. Why are these unconscious self-sabotage behaviors? Well, these happen because we unconsciously create dramas for ourselves and then react to them. Now, the difficult thing is that unconscious patterns are more difficult to stop because we are not aware of them, because they are unconscious patterns. So look, I used to have all of these unconscious self-sabotage behaviors, and it was never my fault. Things like running late for meetings. It wasn't my fault. There was bad traffic. Well, it was really. I could have just left the house on time. My phone's always lost. It's not my fault. Someone moved my phone, except it was my fault. I could have just paid better attention. Technical issues. Not my fault. It's the IT. But actually, it is my fault because I could have just taken ownership of the situation and either got IT to permanently fix the problem or learn how to fix it myself, or learn to work around. There is always a way we can take ownership of these unconscious self-sabotage behaviors, but we decide not to because these are unconscious patterns. And here's where it gets interesting, because we always say, I'd never self-sabotage my career. I'm a high-performing professional. Why would I ever want to self-sabotage myself? And that's the crazy thing. Imposter syndrome, self-sabotage, the inner critic, it all feels illogical. Now, let's be logical and professional here for a moment. If you look at yourself, your experience, your career, the data shows that you absolutely deserve to be where you are right now. You are smart. You are talented. You are qualified. You have this desire to grow in your career. And this is a powerful driving force. And if you have all this talent, all this expertise and all this experience, and if you have this desire to grow in your career, why on earth Would you sabotage all of that? Now, here's where we're going to dive into some physics. Newton's third law of physics, to be precise. Now, Newton's third law states, for every force in nature, there is an equal and opposite force. So if you think of your desire to succeed at work as a forward-moving force, you have an equal and opposite force within you trying to pull you backwards. So the more you grow in your career, the more you grow in your business, the more you advance in your life, the greater the force within you trying to pull you back, the stronger the desire for self-sabotage becomes. So if you think about this, consider the world of business, the world of politics, the world of sport. How often do you see someone make it in their career? They may get elected to a prominent political position. They may make the team they've always wanted to join. They may become a prestigious board member of a business. And then you see them self-sabotage themselves. They do something. There is some action. There is some behavior that causes it all to fall apart. They have this thing they've been working for so long, and then they do something to destroy it. And this is because they have had this great force within them, pushing themselves forward, trying to advance, trying to achieve the success. But then they have the equal and opposing force within them, trying to pull them back, trying to trip them up and trying to sabotage their progress. But why do we make ourselves feel this way? Why are we so intent on sabotaging all of our progress and pull ourselves backwards? Well, there is an acronym here. It's called LIFE, L-I-F-E. And LIFE is the reason why we feel like an imposter in our own bodies. And LIFE is the reason why we are so intent on sabotaging our success. So the L of LIFE stands for low self-esteem. So we may say to ourselves, I'm not meant to have this career success. I'm not meant to be good at selling. I'm not meant to be very good at leading client meetings. Now, whenever something breaks this narrative, whenever something shows us, actually, you are quite good at selling or you are quite good at client meetings, we have to recalibrate back to our normal state. So if you see yourself as someone who could never be a leader, if you see yourself as someone who is bad at selling, if you see yourself as someone who couldn't add huge amounts of value to your client's business, this is always the state that you will bring yourself back to. You can never outperform your own self-image. And we define our own internal ceilings. And then when we start to get close to them, we think, oh, hang on, they're getting a bit too successful. I better drag myself down back to the level that I feel comfortable with. Now let's go to the I of the LIFE acronym. I stands for internalized beliefs. Now we all have these internalized beliefs about ourselves. So we might believe I'm not a natural leader. We might believe money is bad. We might believe salespeople aren't trustworthy. We might believe that people from my kind of childhood never get to be successful in the professional world. Now, these internalized beliefs, you guessed it, usually arise from our childhood and from our experiences with parents or caregivers. I could give you my whole life story, but that would be a whole new podcast miniseries. Funnily enough, this is also affected by how our parents and our caregivers dealt with pressure at work and how they handled money. And we watched them as children and we picked up on their clues. So if we saw our parents or caregivers dealing with pressure at work by cracking open a bottle of wine at 1 minute past five every night, that is usually part of our internalized beliefs. If we had our parents say to us, we can't afford that, we can't afford that, we're bad at business in our family, we're bad with money in our family, we're always in debt in our family. Again, this all plays into the internal narrative and our internalized beliefs. So generally, when we self-sabotage ourselves, it is because we have an internalized belief that tells us, I've always struggled with this. And whatever you are telling yourself you've always struggled with is usually the reason why you're self-sabotaging with that particular thing. quick pause to tell you something that I am so excited about. I have launched the Professional Superheroes Mastermind Group. This is where professionals work directly with me to develop the knowledge, habits, and mindset to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. There is nothing like this on the planet. It is mind-blowing how much fun this is and just how big a shift people are experiencing. We turn you into the professional superhero that you were always meant to be. If you want more information and to join, then drop me an email at hello@freddiembennett.com. That's hello@FREDDIEM for mindset, BENNETT.com. I can't wait to see you in there. Now, let's get back to the episode. Continuing now with this LIFE acronym, the reasons why we self-sabotage ourselves, the F of the LIFE acronym stands for fear, and that is fear of the unknown. What if it all goes wrong? So we might be offered a career opportunity, it might be a new role, it might be a leadership position, it might be a transfer to a new office, a new department, whatever it is. And we'll say to ourselves, but what if it all goes wrong? What if it's a disaster? We will have this fear, and that means we will sabotage the opportunity. Again, we will do it consciously or unconsciously. Maybe we'll forget to hit send on the email. Maybe we'll get the email address wrong, or we'll accidentally, but on purpose, miss a deadline. Or maybe we will have a more spectacular self-sabotage and do something, say something, or behave in a certain way that will then destroy the chances of us ever doing this new opportunity. Now, why is this? It's because our brains do not like change. Our brains are designed to keep us safe. Our brains try the hardest to make tomorrow the same as today, because on an evolutionary basis, if tomorrow is the same as today, then there is a greater chance that we will survive. And that is all our brains care about on the deepest level, is survival. But the thing is, our brains are designed to survive, not thrive. So when a career opportunity comes up that you could actually thrive in, that is when our brains will say, hang on, this is a bit different. This is a change. This is scary. What if it all goes wrong? And that's when we will sabotage ourselves because of fear. And finally, the final letter of the LIFE acronym, the reasons why we can self-sabotage, is E. And E stands for excessive need for control. Now, we will usually say something like, I've always done it this way, and that will never change. We see this with clients as well. Clients who say, we've always done the process this way, or this person's always done this role, or we've always used this software. We've always done it a certain way. And if anything ever threatens that, then we will sabotage that process. And this is where, if you're going to be a professional superhero, you need to let go of who you are and step into who you are meant to be. And this is very difficult if we are trying to put an excessive need for control upon ourselves. When we have this excessive need for control, we will hold on tightly to previous thought patterns, beliefs, systems, processes, and habits. And this is all in order to protect ourselves from change, but it also protects us from reaching our true potential. You will also see this with clients a lot. They will always think they know better. They've always done it a certain way, because clients also have this excessive need for control. So when you are trying to help them solve their problems, they are self-sabotaging themselves because they feel like they can't let go of this thing that they've built. So I will challenge you right now with the question, what life experiences could be behind your self-sabotaging behaviors? And again, a reminder of that LIFE acronym. LIFE stands for low self-esteem, internalized beliefs, fear of the unknown, and an excessive need for control. And what could happen if you let these life experiences go? How can you let those self-sabotaging behaviors go? And how do we win against this self-sabotaging behavior? How do we win against the inner critic? Well, there are two sets of tools. There are micro tools and there are macro tools. Micro tools are frames and mindsets that you can use in the moment. So when self-sabotage shows up, we can label it. Instead of freaking out, we could just say, oh, hang on, yeah, this is just my self-sabotage showing up. That's because I actually want to do this thing and advance my career, so I know I'm going to be trying to self-sabotage myself. You can push back. You can say, no, I am not going to limit myself with these beliefs. I am not going to hide under this ceiling that I have created for myself. Or you can even make a joke of it. And that's what I try and do. When I'm about to embark on a new opportunity, when I'm about to make a big presentation, when I'm about to start working with a new client, and this self-sabotage, this imposter syndrome turns up, you can resort to making a joke and say, ah, yeah, I know what you're doing. This is the kind of moment when my self-saboteur shows up. This is when my inner enemy tries to trip me up. But I'm aware of it. And as I say, this isn't about destroying these things forever. This is about being aware of them. So when they show up in our life, we can win the battle. Another macro tool that you can use is what I call the if-then approach. So it's almost like we're creating a paradigm or an equation in our minds. So if this self-sabotaging behavior shows up, then I'm going to take this action. So here's some examples for you. If I think to myself, I can't be bothered to pick up the phone to this client, I'm sure they won't answer, then I know I need to call them immediately. If I talk to myself in a negative way, then I will remind myself of a recent client win. If my alarm goes off and I don't want to go for a run because it's cold and dark, then I will put on my running shoes and leave the house immediately. If I get scared and nervous before a client presentation, then I will take 5 deep breaths and remind myself that the client needs me to solve their problems. So I would encourage you to create your own if then rule. If my self-sabotaging behaviors show up for me in this way, then I will take the following action immediately. And I will leave you with this thought and this reminder. If you feel that you're being impacted by imposter syndrome, if you feel like you are self-sabotaging your career success, then think of it this way. See this as a signpost for growth. Think to yourself, oh, okay, I'm moving in the right direction. I'm trying to grow as a person and a professional. That's why this self-sabotage is showing up for me. That's why I'm feeling like an imposter. This isn't a sign of weakness. This is a sign of growth. Growth will always involve discomfort. Growth will always involve fear. It will involve nerves. It will involve feeling like an imposter. It will feel like you are self-sabotaging and tripping yourself up on every step of the journey. But see this as a sign that you are on the edge of a breakthrough. You are about to take a massive step towards being the great professional superhero that you know you can be. We talk about this topic in so much more detail inside the Professional Superheroes Mastermind, and I absolutely love this. Professional Superheroes is where we're helping professionals like you conquer their goals, win the battle against their inner enemy, overcome imposter syndrome, enjoy increased confidence, build stronger boundaries, create more time, reduce burnout and overwhelm, and so much more. So look, if you want your career to make a difference, if you really want to make it count in your career, your business, and your life, then let's turn you into the professional superhero you are always meant to be. You can check out the show notes for more information. I'm Freddie Bennett. You are a professional superhero. I will see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community click the link in the show notes. And you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at the Freddie Bennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett. You have been amazing. And I will see you on the other side.